Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We've prepared your pickles for today. I'll explain how that works. Pickles are important at Christmas time, or maybe any time of the year, actually. It's the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan are here on this Monday, December the 13th, the lucky 13. Anybody have their hackles up when it comes to 13? You're not suspicious, are you, any of you? Jennifer, are you suspicious?
No. Nah. Not much. Right. Yeah, not with 13.
No. With what, though, Jake?
What? Walking under a ladder, opening an umbrella.
Oh, I don't like
doors.
That.
Really? Huh. What about you, Victoria? Excuse me. You worried about anything?
Say, yeah, oh, Victoria,
Victoria, that we have, I think the storm, although the storm that you had, yeah, let's start with that. The stuff down there is a... There's a water issue, I think, in Jay's in Victoria's building. All right, so you were almost in the heart of all of this this mayhem caused
by
the
tornado. Oh yeah, no, almost about it. We were woken up by our home alarm system when the tornado warning got close enough to us, and I had thought before I went to bed. I baby wear Mac, so I have like this boba wrap, and I ended up putting the wrap on before I went to bed and slept in it because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to have to throw him in this, and I don't want to have to take time to wrap this. And sure enough, I woke up, had to throw him in it, got Daisy's collar on, woke Ryan up, and to hear the people on the news say your closest cross streets, like, take cover, this tornado is coming right for you, and to see the velocity tracker and we are right in its path, it was terrifying. It really was. But our guardian angels were with us because that tornado jumped right over our house. Like, it jumped right over us.
Well, so was there damage in Nashville? For those who are new to the program, Jay, everybody that participates in this program is in a different place. I'm on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. And Jay's down in Nashville. So what was the when did it first start? Describe a little bit of how the pieces sort of fit together, because you look at some of the video from some of these places where there were lots of victims, a lot of, I think, six or seven people, hundreds of people. Tell me what the number is
just
now.
Just at one facility, people. The Candle Place, there were like eight people, and
yeah.
The Amazon, I mean, there's just, I don't even know if they know the total damage yet.
And then in Kentucky, near Bowling Green, that was where it really got hit the hardest. As far as damage, there's definitely damage in the area. Not so much as bad as the March 2020 tornado outbreak that we had experienced, but there's a lot more people without power. I don't know how we did not lose power at all. We have lost power over a lot less, and we did not lose power at all. But right now, the Nashville Electric Service, I said there's about 2,900 people currently without power, which is down from 11,000 yesterday. The peak was 95,000 people without power. In our county, there's about 120 poles that have been broken. Our friend's child's school was completely damaged. They had to go ahead and say, you're on winter break right now. We it's not safe to be there.
School's out.
Power lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's about 3 miles from our house.
24 tornadoes across Kentucky, Arkansas, Illinois, Missouri, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And apparently the radar picked all of this stuff up. It's hard to track a tornado because they move. They're unpredictable. And that's what makes, as Jay was suggesting, the terror that you feel from this. So explain what that thing is that you were wearing. Is that a harness for the baby?
My boba wrap. Yeah. It's pretty much like a harness, but it's a long cloth fabric that you wrap around, and then you kind of like put the baby in, and it's another version of a carrying wrap. Some are almost like backpacks, like you can just, it's already kind of set up for you to put the baby in and then put on you, but mine is more cloth fabric, and so I just already went and had it on. Daisy, she's a naked puppy. She never has a collar on when we're at the house, but I had her collar nearby. Sure enough, ended up throwing it on her because you always see these stories of tornadoes coming through or straight line winds doing enough damage, and the pet normally survives. They just get displaced, and if they don't have a collar on, it's a lot harder to find them. So it was like, okay, Daisy, you need your collar on. We had our safe space, which is a closet in our house, completely cleared out if we needed to go in there, which we were about to go in when we heard on the news, because again, we never lost power.
So how do you have a safe space on the level home? Your house is a ranch sort of a thing, or
our house is a ranch, so our safe space is the centermost. It's pretty much dead center in our house. It's a closet, and
do you have a basement under your house?
No, we don't.
People don't have basements there.
Some people do, depending on where you live. If you live more in the hills area, or if it's not as level of an area, you have some space to dig. We, unfortunately, are on flat land, and it's just straight-up rock underneath of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I did tell my husband, we're getting one of those, like, bolt-to-the-ground tornado shelter areas if we're staying here. Because this was the second closest call that we have had. This is the closest call we've had, but the second time of a close call.
For those of you who live, we have a lot of listeners to this program who are in the Midwest and the Mid-South. And I'm thinking back to my time. My mother was from Southern Illinois. So the heat, the humidity, the mixture that creates these sorts of tornadoes, the warm weather clashing with the cold weather. And we've talked about this before, as you can see, if you look at a map of the jet stream, it's been fairly steady. It moved this weekend, and with it came that clash of the air from the south, air from the north, and that's what creates this. It's a very unusual time of year to have this sort of, this is normally something you get in April, May, June, in that part of the country.
Because when it's cold, if it's hotter and then the cold air comes in, that's when the conditions are right. But if it's cold and then warm air comes in, it doesn't really do anything. But it was unseasonably warm. It was really warm last week.
Yeah, it's been warmer where I am. We're 10 degrees warmer than we normally are at this time of year, in the 40s and 50s when it's normally 30s and 40s in the daytime. And Jennifer, isn't it cold? Hasn't it been wet and cold on the West Coast?
It's cold. It's going to be wet tomorrow. There's supposed to be a big, big storm coming through starting this afternoon and then into Tuesday. But it's about 45 degrees, so it's cold for us. I know most people go, oh, wimps. But, for us, it's pretty chilly.
All right. So now the Amazon, that was it related to? I was confused whether it really was related to these storms or to other storms or to other circumstances, because it seemed that building, if you look around the countryside, there are these huge Amazon warehouses that are going up all over the place, hundreds of them, and they look like they're going up so quickly, I'm wondering whether they're put together in a rather flimsy way versus what normally warehouses, I mean, there are certain building codes that you have to, that normally you would, you'd be paying attention to. I wondered about that, whether that was there a result of bad building or just being in a bad place. Six people died, right? In that warehouse. I was in Illinois, southern Illinois, in that area where the tornadoes hit. So what more is known about that? Anybody got pieces of the pie?
There's a story in the New York Post this morning about how a Navy vet tried to warn his coworkers and in that Amazon warehouse in Illinois, and a single mother with a one-year-old son, the son was there with his mom, and they both were killed. The Navy vet was killed. A delivery driver was killed. The roof fell down. The whole building caved inward. Mm-hmm. And so that's, yeah, that's how that happened. Which
well,
is
that,
crazy.
That's why I asked the question, Victoria, because that kind of construction, if it's a tornado, it's going to rip the roof off. But the fact that the building went in is what made me wonder about the construction of it, frankly. When I saw
a lot
that,
of buildings, though, when you look at the damage, it looked like there was no rhyme or reason. I mean, it wasn't just the traditional twister going through and the roofs were all ripped up. But in some areas, you know, the debris went up 30,000 feet. So it just looked
crazy.
It just looked like the storms did whatever they wanted to do. It was crazy.
There's a story in the LA Times today about this woman whose name is Shirley Poole, and she and her family apparently they climbed into the basement, and then they tied themselves with ropes to a pipe. And then she said imagine that. You're tying yourself to pipes to try to stay grounded. She said it sounded like a train came over, and as they realized it was safe, they went upstairs. They found out that the roof was ripped off of their second story, smashed all the windows, and then she said her whole community is pretty much gone. So it's just...
Did you see the one guy who managed
incredible.
To get on Facebook Live from the candle factory?
No,
did you guys see that video?
Look like a mess, though. Mm.
Well, there were people trapped, and they're still, you know, digging through that now. And a guy somehow managed to get onto Facebook Live to plea for help because I guess the 911 system wasn't working. So he's on Facebook Live, and you can hear him telling everybody, "Send help! No one, you know, I'm trapped up against a wall. I can't move. No one else can move." And then there's some woman, some coworker who's behind him, and he's, you know, kind of saying like, "Look, you're gonna have to calm down." It was very. I don't know what happened to him. Because I didn't get a name. It's just this video that was going around. The Weather Channel was playing it, so I don't know if they were rescued. But it's just nothing scares me more than tornadoes. Nothing. Absolutely.
Well, you can't get away from them. It's hard to, unless you find a culvert in the road and you dive into the culvert. Then it doesn't rip up the ground like that. It rips up buildings that are on the ground. And then there's, as Monday Mayhem continues, the boat packed with migrants. There was halfway across the English Channel, there were a couple of life jackets there. The seas were rough, and then they realized what they were looking at. There was a boat with a bunch of migrants that sank in the English Channel, and there were 27 people, I think, that drowned. This is the bingo. You know, there are a lot of these things there, a lot of boats that cross the channel, there are these, the weather can be very rough in the English Channel, so there's another disaster. Monday disasters, 18 after the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Christmas is around the corner. Hey, I got sunshine and all that good stuff. Well, the impact of Sex and the City seems to be broad and, well, broad and wide would be the same thing. Tall, high, yes, there are a lot of people talking about the death of Mr. Big. So when you get to that and other things, all things Sex and the City after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we are with the juxtaposed Kim Cattrall versus the other ladies. And the death of Mr. Big. So, Victoria, you watched this, and you don't like
what you
saw.
So have you, right, Jay?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. We're caught up on it, yeah.
All right.
No one liked it. Who wants to see Mr. Big die? It was sad. No one wanted to see that. And Kim Cattrall
died?
Yeah, Kim Cattrall, I know, right? Welcome to planet Earth.
Have you been online at all?
Yeah. And Kim Cattrall's absence was really felt. I mean, just, there's no way around it. The excuse that they came up with as to why she's no longer talking to Carrie was ridiculous. And it didn't even include why she's not speaking to Miranda and Charlotte. So, yeah, the fans are not happy with it at all. And I don't think it's going to entice Kim to come back in any way, shape, or form.
Well, I don't think she was anyway. They should have just killed off her character because Kim Cattrall has made it very clear she wants nothing to do with this. I don't think that she's going to come back. They've tried to keep it open-ended to welcome her back if she should change her mind. I don't think she's changing her mind. They should have just had her die from COVID or something because that's what another character's husband did or happened to somebody else. And just
or come up with a much better reason why they're no longer friends. Because it was so not believable.
So stupid.
It was not believable that she wouldn't have been on the first flight to Big's funeral. There's no way she wouldn't have been.
It was really petty, and that character is not so much a petty person. But you don't realize how much in Sex and the City, the original series, Samantha Jones was the sex part of Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the humor. Yeah.
Who doesn't know that? That even I know that, and I was not necessarily a big fan. Well, so then there's the death of Mr. Big. So you didn't like that. What happened that when you were talking about it off the air, what was going on that could have been different or should have been written differently?
Well, I just didn't think it was written well. They mentioned that he has emergency nitroglycerin pills. They talk about, like, he and Carrie mention it in the beginning of the episode. Then, I mean, it was the heart attack that, you know, and I said this in my podcast, too, it's the heart attack that you saw 5 miles coming away. It was like a tsunami wave that slowly came at you. It was so many heart references. And then he mentioned a few times he was going to do his 1,000th ride on the Peloton. And naturally, he does the Peloton ride, and then he falls over and has a heart attack. And by the time Carrie gets home, he's still conscious. She doesn't call 911. She doesn't give him any of those emergency pills that they had in the house. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even try CPR. Doctors have been really upset about this as a missed opportunity for a public service announcement of what to do if someone's having a heart attack. Like,
and
no one is happy about it.
And he brings his arm up to hug her. Well, he could have used that arm to grab his phone.
Yeah. Or
all right, doesn't sound like there's a lot going on here that's good. In the meantime, Chris Noth has come up with a new ad. We'll have that for you for Peloton in the next half hour. It's 28 after the hour now.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Lexus has revealed a new recreational off-highway vehicle concept, the ROV, a unique hydrogen-powered vehicle offering near-zero emission driving combined with extreme off-road capability. The car bears all the true hallmarks of an off-road vehicle with its exposed suspension, protective cage, and chunky off-road tires for driving along muddy tracks. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey, Chrissy, it's Leo. We're going to need some backup on Friday night, okay?
Leo's Limos needs to say, I do, to 4 commercial drivers.
You booked another wedding on Saturday?
Before wedding season.
No. I'll make it work.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Scores of souls were killed by tornadoes across at least 6 states Friday night and early Saturday morning. Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, Tennessee, and Kentucky were hit. In all, 227 miles of destruction for an unusual storm this time of year. Some Kentucky residents on the BBC.
People's lost everything, and it's just it's terrible.
We're just going to clean it up and throw it all away and start again. That's all any of us can do here, you know, because there's nothing worth keeping.
President Biden has declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky and ordered federal aid to be made available to the hardest hit areas. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said Monday the United States, North Korea, his country, and China have agreed in principle to declare a formal end to the Korean War. There has been no formal treaty ending the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. More negotiations are needed. USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
New York Interim Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a mask mandate in New York starting today. Republican New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on Fox News points out this is a knee-jerk reaction and not based on science.
The crazy part is that we'll see this being enforced in New York City where there's absolutely no Omicron variant crisis going on whatsoever. The majority of the state is governed by Republicans. Conservative upstate New York, even on Long Island, you have a new county executive, Bruce Blakeman, who came out and said we're not going to enforce it. So in this case, the emperor has no clothes. The governor has no ability to actually enforce and institute these fines against people. So county executives are making the decision and realizing that their hospitals are not overloaded, that Omicron is not causing a run on hospitalizations or deaths, and that going to this knee-jerk reaction for mandates is actually counterproductive. The logic we hear is that, well, what if the next variant is more deadly and more transmissible? That did not happen with Omicron. That's clear. That's not happening right now. And yet still, governors on the left, like Kathy Hochul and others, are just doing a knee-jerk reaction right away towards restricting our liberties and making things less convenient and adding new mandates.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace announced Sunday that he's departing the network and joining opinion network CNN to host a weekday show. Wallace made the announcement of his departure at the end of his Fox News Sunday show that he has moderated since 2003. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program. I don't apologize because I don't know that I have anything to apologize for. Some people say, oh, sound like you got a bad cold. I actually
some
don't.
People, we said that.
I know. Well, some people. Some other people have said it. Lots of people have said, oh, what's the matter with you? I did get test. It's very interesting, the test thing. I went to just so that I was comfortable myself that I didn't have it, because what I had was a cold, and it wasn't much of a cold. It's hung around for a few days, but I physically, Friday, I didn't feel my best. I felt but today I feel very normal, and I felt normal over the weekend. Did a lot of work, had a very busy weekend on the farm, and by the end of the day yesterday, I felt, and my voice was pretty normal. So then you have a heavy, I have these homeopathic things that I take before I go to bed that are supposed to help you clear out all of this sort of thing. And in it, the way it works is it brings it all to the surface, so you have it all there. And so wherever it lands up, in this case, my nose, excuse me, but I don't, for those who are new, I think we have a lot of new listeners in New York State, this is not my normal sound. Although back in the days when we were disc jockeys, it was the disc jockeys who had the most nail or really the ones that were the most popular.
Yeah, wouldn't people gargle with razor blades and whiskey?
Oh, yeah, smoking cool cigarettes and all that. That was the way that happened in the 60s. So speaking of COVID, England has raised the alert because they've had a surge in Omicron cases. This is something that I have no mixed feelings about whatsoever. The original situation that we found ourselves in March of 2020, and what has happened over the months since then, I have railed against the way that it was handled by the news media, by governments, etc., because there have been so many people whose lives have been ruined. And one wonders, of course, Monday morning quarterbacking, did it really make any difference? Were people's lives changed or saved by the actions of the government, the medical community? That's a question that really is...
If you look at California and Florida, the answer is no.
Right. And I'm thinking that's my answer to it. But does it conveniently add to my narrative if I say it? Because I've been very, very critical of the whole situation. New York Times today says that one out of 100 older Americans, older ages of 65, my age, died because of it. Well, you know, there have been enough questions that have been raised, including what went on in New York State with the governor there of fudging the numbers, and some of them were reported up and some down. So it's very hard.
Well, the fudging of the numbers in New York was the nursing homes. They were eliminated.
Okay, but still, the fudging, there was numbers. The point I'm making is
meaning more people died than what we knew.
Yeah, yeah. But then the government was paying a $2,000 bounty to hospitals. I don't know that they still are. That'd be an interesting thing to actually research. But they were paying $2,000 to a hospital for every person who died of COVID because supposedly it was because they were extraordinarily extra care and that kind of stuff. Come to find out that half of the people who died were going to die anyway, and they had extenuating circumstances. So there's just the whole thing is just so typical about what's going on. Exactly. What's going on today is a complete ripoff of the system. Can you imagine spending more money fighting COVID in a year and a half than the United States in comparable dollars spent the entire 4.5 or 5 years of World War II to beat the Nazis and the Japanese? That just blows my mind when I think about that. So here we have the government of England that has completely mishandled this because Boris Johnson's kind of a putz, and the people there seem to really be more divided than we are as far as leadership is concerned. So this strain that comes... it originally seems to have been found in South Africa, or maybe better, South Africa's a country. So Southern Africa.
That's not true. That was misreported. South African scientists were the first ones to identify the variant, but it was first seen in the Netherlands. That was played into the narrative of, you know, when people, oh, well, in Africa, you know, everyone looks down on African nations, and that played right into it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not true. South African researchers and scientists
down on them
are
at all.
Some of,
they're,
well, not
the
you,
first
but I'm
ones
saying
who
you're
came,
a lot
but no,
of,
but they're
you know.
The first ones who came to the, I'm not thinking that you're saying me, but I don't know that just because we're calling it the South African variant, if that's like we're looking down on those people. In fact, I actually give them props. They're the ones who shared information. They're the ones who like woke up the world to the fact that there's another variant here when everyone else was kind of asleep at the switch. So
yeah,
I don't know. In my mind,
really
calling it
top-notch.
The South African variant is actually just because
well,
they
yeah, it did start in Belgium. But the whereabouts of people who had it seemed to be focused in those areas down there. Anyway, back and forth, up and down. It's more misreporting, bad information. It's this thing that has affected this whole thing from the beginning. So much misinformation, so much fear, people running around doing things that they never would have done. It's an extraordinary situation made more extraordinary by us overcooking it or allowing ourselves to be influenced as much as we have been by big government, big media. And so here we are with something that is not severe at all. There is no one anywhere that will tell you that Omicron, anybody who knows anything, is a dangerous disease.
Well, see, that's not true. The reason that...
Would you stop saying it's not true?
Doug, let me finish my sentence. The reason I'm saying that's not true is because Boris Johnson over the weekend said the reason that, and he is a putz, but the reason that they're raising the alert on this is because the hospitalizations from Omicron are way up in England. And that is, and he said they're rapidly increasing. That's the only reason that he took any action and made this statement. So that he said over the next few weeks, they're going to know more about the symptoms and the severity, but as of right now, their hospitalizations are way up from Omicron. That's a direct quote from him.
Okay, so why do we believe him now when we never believed him before?
Well, because he never took action before, so something must have really kicked him in the butt to take action now.
I think that this is, again, another example of having lots of stray bits and pieces, like stray bullets flying around, stray bits and pieces of information, anything I can find from anybody here in America.
Because here in America, we've only had mild symptoms so far. But I don't know what's going on over there, but they've got a really big problem. I think part of the reason that we're better off is because we have more people who've gotten the booster. And they found that the Pfizer vaccine, and he also mentioned this in his statement over the weekend, the Pfizer vaccine, if you've got two shots of it, like the normal dosage, it's only 30% effective against Omicron. And AstraZeneca has no effect whatsoever. AstraZeneca vaccine was used a lot throughout England. So that could be the reason why they have more of an issue, where in America we only had Moderna and Pfizer, and a lot of people who got the vaccine have already been boosted. So we may be able to stave it off, but... You know, if you can see what happens when you don't get the booster with what's happening in England, I mean, that should be kind of a warning sign to us.
Well, I think what I'm saying, warning, there we are, again, with words, choice of words. It's this whole business about fear, 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 fear. Meanwhile, we have to go back and forth and kind of put the pieces together of our lives, of the country, and not be, you know, go after the real problem here, which is where this stuff all came from. And we're not doing
that. How does that help someone who's in the hospital right now? It doesn't.
I'm not suggesting that it did. All right, 43 past the hour.
The global cybersecurity leader CrowdStrike, recently named as one of the fastest growing companies in North America, has just released the findings of its latest global ransomware study. It reveals that ransomware remains prolific, with payouts and extortion fees on the rise globally. It also highlights how customers are losing trust in Microsoft and legacy IT. CrowdStrike CTO Mike Sentonas has more.
Our new research shows that the average ransomware demanded in the US was just over $1.79 million in 2021. And our report shows that 63% of respondents admitted that their organization is losing trust in suppliers such as Microsoft due to frequent security incidents. And it's hardly a surprise, with 66% of organizations globally admitting to suffering an attack in the last 12 months. With the rise in cyber attacks, the average payout has now increased by 63% in the last year, meaning it's crucial for businesses to protect themselves and their clients. So please visit CrowdStrike.com for more information about our survey and how we stop breaches.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Six after the hour on the Monday DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. So the G7, the consequences to Russia if they go into Ukraine. They've got those 100,000 troops there. The border is closed. And so one wonders about Europe. And one wonders what really Putin is trying to prove here. Is he really wanting to go back and basically take over once again Ukraine?
Yes.
Is he trying to push?
I think that's definitely what he's trying to do.
But the consequences of it, does he think the rest of the world's not going to pay any attention to it?
But you know what's interesting is that the rest of the world really doesn't care about Ukraine. I mean, look, I don't support America sending troops to Ukraine. They're not that closely allied with us. I think the reason that we will do something or escalate is because we don't want, number one, Russia getting more powerful, which is really the bottom line, or that we want to help bolster up NATO because NATO's got some interest in the area. But we don't have a huge amount of interest in that area other than keeping Russia at bay. So I think Vladimir Putin is playing his cards, saying, I don't know if America's going to send troops. I don't know how strongly the world's going to react. And so we have our opportunity. Let's do it. It's also, I think, kind of a little hand in the face because he did the Biden talk this week and Biden said, don't bring more troops in or we're going to sanction you or, you know, worse. And so what is he going to do? He's not going to take threats from anybody. He wants to show that he's still the top dog in the area because that's very important.
But what do they gain by what you just said, the focus you have on Ukraine? What do they gain other than the Crimea area, which is where all the Russian big shots like to go for their vacation?
Well, and that's the thing. He has said he feels like Russia's incomplete without it.
Well, Russia, we can all say that about lots of different things. But under the circumstances, proving it, Russia is incomplete without the other 13 countries that were part of the USSR that declared their independence however many years ago it was in the 80s? When Gorbachev was running things, that's pretty much when the old Soviet Union fell apart. And so to continue to have this sort of thing, he's just trouble, frankly. And the rest of the world is kind of like with the Chinese. When does the rest of the world stand up and say, enough is enough, stop it. Stop pushing yourself onto other people in other circumstances. But the world is also full, or the history of the world is full, of people like this, trying the old Russian. I mean, that's how the Russians did it. It's how the Germans were going to do it. It's how the Japanese were going to do it. That's how the British were going to do it. It's how the Dutch were going to do it. It's back to the Roman Empire. It's like that's part of the human condition, apparently. I want to be in charge. I want to be the boss. And so here we go. Around and around we go. Think about the things that give us a headache today. The tornado, this business with Ukraine, the COVID stuff, hooey. And so here we are with a headache, in a manner of speaking. Who's doing, and then there are these flash mob robberies. Have you seen that?
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Huh?
Wow. It's astounding. Absolutely astounding.
Yeah. I don't get, what in the world? People have got to drink something besides bad vodka. It's 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program. Catch me if you can. You let him down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. We have, I was just talking about that flash mob business at some of the stores. I see, Victoria, that retailers are pushing for some of the online sales. People are stealing goods from other people. How in the world is this happening, I guess, is the question.
Well, it's unfortunately, this has become big business, and you start out with the flash mob and everyone's stealing things, and then the next day, sometimes hours later, it's up on eBay and it's on Amazon and it's on Facebook Marketplace, because and there's another one called OfferUp. Those are the main sources of where all the stolen goods are. No one regulates it. No, and that's the problem. Retailers are really saying now, like, this has got to stop. And so this is about 24 different retail companies. The CEOs got together, and they're now throwing their weight behind legislation that's aimed at marketplaces that are participating in this kind of illegal activity. Unfortunately, it is illegal, but it's a gray area. And so this new act is called the Informed Consumers Act, and it would require all these online marketplaces to verify their sellers and enable buyers to verify who these sellers are and what products they're selling, the contact information, because organized retail crime, as we know, is spreading, and when you go online to buy these goods, there's no way to contact anybody. So that's part of the lack of accountability, and as the Retail Industry Leaders Association, the president over the weekend said, this is a very low-risk crime, and retailers see an average of $45 billion in annual losses, and that's actually up from $30 billion a decade ago, because it's just so easy. Think about it in the past. If someone robbed a retail store and they stole a bunch of purses, let's say. The only real place you could go, you're either selling it out of your trunk, you know, of your car, or in New York City, you see the guys walking around all the time with, like, a big satchel of stolen goods, and then they sell it, you know, to tourists, and as soon as a cop comes by, they take off on foot and they run. Well, now you don't have to do any of that. You just pop everything right up on Facebook Marketplace or Amazon or eBay, and you sit behind your computer and you make all this money. And there's just no accountability. So it's not an easy thing to regulate. It's not something Amazon has said that they actually support this, you know, which, you know, however much you trust Amazon, you know, I guess that's sort of where that goes.
I'm railing from dealing with I think people who buy things from Amazon, it's ruining the retail business, the overlay that they create with how they do business. Take no prisoners, and you know, our prices are cheaper, we'll kill all the competition, that kind of stuff.
And they do that, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Facebook and now, Marketplace is another one.
Exactly. Thank you for bringing that up because it's like a garage sale, right? Oh, yeah.
If you go to someone's house, you buy something, you at least know where they live. Facebook Marketplace is completely anonymous. You don't really know. Yeah. You know, and there are ways to track the people, but...
That may be more of a problem than anything else because of the way Facebook is run. It's, you know, eBay and Craigslist and all these other places. There's lots of places when you steal stuff to put it online, and it's becoming a serious problem, and it's back to not supporting the retail business. Maybe it's the old school in me, but retail is in the store. Even though people, it's more convenient to order it online. Well, you know what? It may not be if half the stuff you order gets dropped on your front step and it gets stolen. What's the point of that? All right, coming up, a moment of focus on Alexa after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right. So how do we stop Alexa from ruining one's holiday surprises?
Well, some of the good things about having an Alexa or an Echo smart speaker and display is that when you have a package on its way from, you know, Amazon or wherever, it lets you know. It says, oh, hey, that scarf you ordered for Doug is on the way. And so the problem, though, is that if you live in a house where you're trying to keep some things, you know,
a
surprise.
Oh, you scarf. Thank you.
Right. Everybody already knows what it is. And so this has become a big thing that a lot of people are complaining about Alexa ruining Christmas. So if you go into the Alexa app and you actually go into the settings, notifications, and down to Amazon shopping, you can toggle off say or show item titles, and then you can also include holidays. You can set your own parameters, so that way there are no Grinches and you won't be spoiling any of the holiday season. So just it's all in the Alexa app.
Again, we're catering to people who are using Amazon. Once again, they become the bigger, kind of like the China of the
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.